Welcome to episode 47 of Life with Mitty. This episode will share our contactless delivery experience with Mitty, our new 2020 Tesla Model Y. We'll talk about why buying your second Tesla is different from the first time, and finally, big changes to Tesla's voice commands you haven't heard about yet. Before we get started, I wanted to thank John from Salem, Massachusetts for his email concerning the USB drive I mentioned in episode 46. I was glad to respond with specific details, and he has entered into our monthly drawing for a free Audible audiobook selected from my ever-growing list of titles. And if you want to be included, just send an email to lifewithmitty@gmail.com and ask for my list of my top 10 audiobook titles. I'll be happy to respond with those. That way, you can get a free book immediately by clicking on the link you choose with a trial subscription from audible.com. Of course, you'll be entered into the monthly drawing along with John, so good luck. It's official. We are a two Tesla family. We took delivery July 18th at 11 a.m. Now, if you would have asked me 2 years ago, Doug, one day you're going to have two Teslas in your garage, I would have said, you're crazy. I can't afford two Teslas. Well, turns out I am affording two Teslas. I've had to make some adjustments to own a new Model Y. I took out a loan on my 401k. That way, I'm paying back myself in interest, and it wasn't as expensive as I thought. Inquiries are already coming in on how much I want for Mitty the Model 3. At this point, she's not for sale. Maybe I'm waiting for Robotaxi? Or maybe I'm waiting for my original plan to put Mitty the Model 3 on Turo. I can't do that right now with having to maintain social distancing and COVID issues. I would really feel bad if I didn't clean the car effectively, and even worse, to give COVID to my wife who is immunocompromised. That's just not worth the risk. Yet, maybe I wait for COVID-19 to be addressed with vaccines. And then, yeah, I could reconsider putting my Model 3 on Turo as I had originally planned. If all else fails, I can always sell the Model 3. Although I do have a special place in my heart for Mitty. There's no doubt. She started me on my Tesla journey. If you're wondering why we took delivery on July 18th at 11 a.m. instead of July 16th at 9 a.m., the car was delayed arriving at the service center, and Tesla called me the day before to inform me. The delivery advisor gave me as much info as he had. Of course, I told him to make sure the front license plate mount was not installed. I reviewed paying for the car after I was ready to accept delivery via Plaid from my phone, and he said, absolutely, no problem at all. Turns out the car arrived the evening of July 16th. I have dash cam from my Model 3 the moment I discovered Mitty was mine. Yeah, I checked the VIN number, and I started jumping up and down. What a thrill. Mitty came in on the same transport with three other Model Ys and three Model 3s. How did I know that? First of all, they were all parked together in the parking lot. Second, they all had a number 14 written with a grease pen on the left rear window. The number 14 didn't have any other significance, but these were cars on that one transport, identified by 14. Now, while I was there, I took a look at Mitty. I did notice a few cosmetic defects that night. Not the paint, though. The paint really looked good. I did find some common fit and finish issues across all the Model Ys that came in that day. Notice, though, that they all weren't built the same day. Some were built on the 21st of June, some on the 1st of July. Mitty? I don't know. On the windshield, on the driver's side, will be a sticker. It'll have a QR code and it will list the date of manufacture. For some reason, Mitty's sticker was gone. So I don't know yet. I'll ask the service advisor to give me that information on my next service appointment. What I did notice in these common fit and finish issues is that the right wheel well trim, which you've seen in Sandy's video when he tore down his Model Y, is never lining up. On the left side, it lines up perfectly. The right taillight assembly alignment is usually off in some way, skewed one way and then some cars another way. It was never aligned. The alignment on the left taillight assembly, perfect. And with MIDI, there was something special. The right rear door was misaligned just a little bit, so it didn't line up right with the trim or the door itself. Now, you can do the same thing when you are looking forward to getting your car in at your local service center. You can have that advanced look at the car's exterior. You do need to stop by daily and have your VIN number handy so you can confirm that that car is yours. Of course, it'll be dirty from transport. Checking the paint may not be completely possible, but checking the roof panels, windows, doors, hatch, and frunk fit along with other trim is absolutely doable, and you'll want to do that. If you can, you can then give Tesla a little heads up. The next day, Tesla called to offer me a new delivery date and time. I offered they take the time they need to inspect the car and fix any issues they found, and I passed on the fit and finish issues I had discovered on my MIDI. After they called and said the car was ready, we agreed on July 18th at 11 a.m. Now let's move on to talk about contactless delivery. Here's how it works. The morning of, make sure to bring your driver's license, insurance card, and your check if you're paying that way, cash. If you're trading in, bring your title or other appropriate ownership documents like the lien release and the extra keys. Don't forget those. If you're using the Tesla website to pay via Plaid and selecting Add Bank Account and Pay, make sure you have your bank or credit union's login with you. You'll need to log in after you inspect the car and are ready to pay if you want to pay that way, which I did. I'll tell you how it worked. Also, you can bring your mats with you if you want. I sure did. Now, when you arrive, check in. The waiting room will likely be open, or a phone number will be displayed on the door to call. At the Chesterfield, Missouri Service Center, the waiting room was open, yet masks were required for entry. If all else fails, call 888-771-2505 and select 1, then 1 again, and then 2 for delivery support. You'll either be directed to your car already detailed and ready for you to inspect, or they'll drive it out for you. Oh, and they drove out MIDI. They had just finished detailing her when I showed up. What you'll find in the car will be a laminated instruction sheet with directions on completing the transaction. And likely it'll provide details on the registration process, what you need to do, if anything, what Tesla will do, timeframes for receiving titles, license plates. It's different state to state. You'll find that the car is in a special mode, so when it's parked for you to inspect, you cannot get the car out of park. And you'll see a message like this on the screen: scheduled at your local service center's location and your appointment date and time. So for me, the message said, scheduled at NA-US-MO-St. Louis Chesterfield, July 18th, 11 a.m. appointment. You'll also find your final motor vehicle purchase agreement, MVPA, paperwork, including the page for signing to receive the car after inspection, in a black Tesla folder. The places to sign are marked with Sign Here stickers, and you're instructed not to cross out or edit the documents in any way. You're instructed to return the entire folder with all the documents into the Dropbox outside the service center with the laminated sheet. This is normally right next to the service entrance. Of course, you'll also put in the folder any of the following as they apply to you: cashier's check if you're paying by cash and you're not going to do it online, copy of your insurance or insurance card, trade-in title, lien release, and keys if you're trading in. Now, in my haste, I returned the laminated instructions in the page I signed, and I kept the folder and their copy of the MVPA. Turned out, it didn't cause any issues. It was fine. I then inspected the car and took all the time I needed. Use the checklist. It's invaluable, as it'll lead you through checking things out and have a place to write down any defects you find that need addressing. Have a few family or friends with you. Make sure to socially distance and mask if possible. And have them help you check the car. I had so much fun sharing my special day with my friends who are also Tesla owners. We had a great time, and they were congratulating me and making a big deal out of my special day, as well as helping me check the car out. It was fun. Had a blast. If you pay using Add Bank Account and Pay from your phone after you're satisfied with the car's condition, you'll be able to shift a drive without any interaction with Tesla personnel, and that's exactly what I did. Just don't forget to leave the paperwork in the Dropbox, as I almost did. What's cool about this is you can remain contactless. It was neat. I went to the Tesla website on my phone, went to my particular order, clicked Manage, and then clicked Add Bank Account and Pay, similar to what I had told you about in episode 46. Then there were a few more prompts after that for, okay, are you sure this is what you want to do, that kind of thing. And I breezed through those prompts, and the next thing I saw was my Tesla website again. Now, when I first looked at it, it didn't scream out that received your payment. So I looked at my order page, and then I did the details on the order page, and I was able to drill down and see amount due, zero. The transaction had gone through. When I walked to the car, I did this outside the car. When I came back to the car, I was able to put the car in drive. Amazing. Now, if you're paying via cashier's check, you'll need to either flag down Tesla personnel to let them know you're accepting the car and you're placing the check and other documents in the Dropbox, or call them to let them know. Once they confirm your payment and that your documents are in order, they'll allow the car to be shifted into drive and you're done. So either way, it's safe, it's secure, and it's easy. Coming up next, why buying your second Tesla is different from the first time. I've done some reflection on this since I took delivery of Midi the Model Y. And there's some key things that are different the second time around. You already know how to charge. The first Tesla, I didn't know if everything was going to work out with having a Voltec charger here at the house. Yep, I figured it had a J1772 plug on it. It's got to work with the adapter. But I didn't know that. Now I do. I already know how to supercharge. I know how to use destination chargers. I know how to use third-party chargers, whatever. I also know that Tesla is the right choice for me as my only car. When I took possession of Midi the Model 3, that was a huge risk. I didn't know if an electric car could be my only car, my car that I drive everywhere in. Up until that time, I treated EVs like commuter cars. Now, I know the Chevy Volt, I could have ran it in gas mode and driven a lot of places, but I chose not to. And when I had my Nissan Leaf, there was no way I could go on road trips with it. So now I know that Tesla is the right choice for me. It can be, and is, my only car. Or should I say, my only cars. My house is ready for charging. Now I've got a Tesla wall connector. I just have to share it between two Teslas. No big deal. You know you can drive anywhere you want to go. This is something I couldn't say in 2018. I didn't know if I could drive that Tesla all the way to Yellowstone. I could, and I did. And it was easy. It wasn't hard. It wasn't out of place. It just worked. It was amazing. You already have enjoyed the lower cost of ownership. I already know that a Tesla is cheaper per mile than any other car in existence, bar none. There's no way I'm going to go back to an internal combustion engine car, because I've already enjoyed that lower cost of ownership. I know today that my cost of maintenance is much lower. I don't have to pay those higher costs of fuel, maintenance, or less resale value. Oh, it's amazing the resale value that Teslas maintain over the years. I already know maintenance is mostly washer fluid and tires for the first 2 years. Well, except in salty climates, you have to yearly clean and lube your brake calipers every 12,500 miles or once a year. Back in 2018, I had one acquaintance that already owned a Tesla, but I wasn't part of the Tesla owners community like I am now. I'm actually a member in the owners club, and I've made so many great friendships, some of them very close. And I've benefited from being around other Tesla owners. I've learned so much, and now I'm helping to educate the next generation of Tesla owners. I don't have to convince myself I'm making a good choice in picking Tesla for my transportation needs. I found that out in 2018. It was a great choice. The best choice I've ever made in terms of my transportation needs. Cheaper, faster, better, more reliable. It's better, 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 better. And you can enjoy the experience more the second time. When I was there enjoying my Tesla Model Y for the first time, sitting on those beautiful white seats, oh, they're gorgeous, and being there with my friends that I've gained over the last 2 years, sharing that moment with them as I was so happy with my new Tesla. I could enjoy the experience much more because all the things I've mentioned to you, I already knew, I already have experience, I know this was the best choice for me. Coming up next, big changes to Tesla's voice commands you haven't heard about yet. Now there are new commands that work, and maybe in time past the car would recognize them, but that they were not available yet. Like open trunk. Of course, you think about, for a Model Y, there better be an open trunk because now that's automatic. Yet in the Model 3, it will unlatch the trunk. Open frunk. You can now open the frunk. Now it won't pop all the way up. It just opens it enough that it's at the second latch. However, you can open the frunk on the Model 3 and the Model Y. Closed trunk. In the Model 3, it's going to tell you, well, you need to do that manually. In the Model Y, yeah, it closes the trunk. And the command cold turns all the seat heaters on. Surprisingly, there are commands that the Model Y can't do yet. Like, take a screenshot, similar to bug report. Adjust mirrors. You can't cause that screen to come up with just a voice command, and neither can you for adjust steering wheel. Lock windows also doesn't respond, and here's the funny one, open the glove box. Yeah, you have to touch the button on the screen to open the glove box in the Model Y. Any commands that control the HVAC vents don't work on the Model Y. Saying things like adjust air vents, windows down, which doesn't put the windows down, it just moves the vents to be on your face. Lower driver's side window, of course, the same thing. It doesn't lower the driver's side window, but it will adjust the air vents to your face. None of those commands work on the Model Y at this time. Finally, here are some commands that are no longer supported on any model. all the Google commands except for one. And the one that's still around blows me away that it's still working, because I can't say Google local weather, Google local restaurants. I can't search for anything on Google by just saying Google and that search phrase. None of that works. The one that does, wait for it, Google coffee near me. Now, why that one still works and it brings up Google in the browser and it searches for coffee near me and it works, I don't know why that one still works. I got a feeling maybe if other commands don't work and this one still does, it seems like they missed this command in purposely blocking these kinds of commands. I don't know. Just seems like that to me. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.